Chabad.
With your permission. Shabbat after Tisha B'Av, it's called Shabbat Nahamu. Of course, the name doesn't mean anything. But this is, of course, based on the Haftarah. The Chachamim designated for the first Shabbat after Tisha B'Av. And this is how the Haftarah reads, Nachamu Nachamu Ami Yomar Elokechem. This is twice, Nachamu Nachamu. Comfort, comfort. Give the condolence, give the condolence. Dabu Alev Yerushalayim Vikiru Elea. Please talk to the heart of Yerushalayim. What do you mean heart of Yerushalayim? Dabu Alev Yerushalayim. What does it mean, the heart of Yerushalayim? עם עלי עצמה, כי נרצה עבונה. People are back. כי נרצה עבונה, הקדוש ברוך הוא, not only forgave the sin, הקדוש ברוך הוא, so-called accepted the sin as a good thing. נרצה עבונה. כי לקחה מיד השם, Yerushalayim took from HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiflayim b'chol chatotea, twice as much. Why did it take twice as much? This is the reason why Yerushalayim is going to be comforted. It is because she got punished twice as much. Why twice as much? What's the reason to get twice as much? You do a sin, you get punished for the sin, not twice as much. Here comes the Yeshayahu Navi, and he said, I'm Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, that's Yerushalayim. Doesn't even talk about the people. Sounds like same thing like the Megillat Echa Yirmiyahu wrote. It starts Echa Yeshva Badad Ha'ir Rabat Yam. So Megillat Echa that Yirmiyahu wrote also started with so-called the agony about Yerushalayim. And here Nachamu Nachamu Ami Rabu Alev Yerushalayim, talk to Yerushalayim. As well, next week Monday is Tu B'Av. And the Mishnah says, the Gemara says, Yomim Tovim LeYisrael, Tu B'Av V'Chol Yom HaKippurim. They want better days. Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur. The Gemara explains, Yom Kippur, the Gemara says, well, it's Yom Slicha Mechila V'Kapara, Hashem forgives us. The day that Hashem gave us second tablets, Luchot Shniot. The one wants to know what is Tu B'Av is all about. One of the things that we really have as to remember Tu B'Av is really daily. In Birkat HaMazon, the Gemara says that after the Caesar of Rome killed millions of Jews, did not let them be buried for 3 years. After 3 years, he died. The new Caesar came and let us bury our beloved ones. The 3 years they were outside of the sun. Not just in the sun, there was a lot of vineyards around there. And actually, the Romans, they were so cruel, they piled up the bodies of millions of Jews, one on top of the other, to make them as gates, fences to the vineyards. After 3 years, the new Caesar came and he let Am Yisrael bury them. So they went to bury them. Says the Gemara, two things. First, Baruch Hashem, he let them bury them. It's called Kibbutz Amit. And the second thing the Gemara said, Lo Yisrichu. The body did not smell. That composed. So came Chachamim and said, from now on, Birkat HaMazon, the fourth parakha in Birkat HaMazon was made then. Imagine. After the instruction of the second Beit HaMikdash, there's no more authorities to make new brachot. It's not so simple to make new bracha. All the brachot in the Siddur that we have is the time of the Gemara and the beginning of the second Beit HaMikdash, Mordechai and Shekhinah HaGdolah. Yekem Chachamim, it's called Bedin Shel Bar Kochma. after Bar Kokhba was killed, they said, well, every time you say Birkat HaMazon, at the end of the Birkat HaMazon, the last bracha, okay, Rabbi Makenu, Adirenu, Borenu, Goalenu, Yosinu, Gdoshinu, Gdoshi, Yaakov, who is Tiblan, who is Tiblan? He says, who made this bracha? Gemara says, the first bracha, so-called, if you may say, Moshe Rabbeinu made, we don't know if it's the same text. The second bracha, Yoshua, the third bracha, David and Shlomo, and here came Chachamim and said, look, they buried those people in Betar, in the city of Betar, like Bar Kokhba was there, and says, now we're going to make a new bracha. Every time you say Birkat HaMazon, you say this bracha. I says, what is this bracha, Birkat HaMazon, after I finish eating, to say this bracha? It was made because they found out that the bodies did not smell, and they gave us permission to bury the body. But this has to do with Birkat HaMazon. Maybe you should make a bracha when people go to the cemetery. But that's not to be just because I ate. Just because I ate, I have to say this bracha. And now he says it's a very powerful bracha. At the end, with a lot of brachot, it's a lot of brachot. And he says, because of this bracha, because they buried those people, Chachamim said, you're going to say this bracha. And it's a very powerful bracha. As well, the Gemara says some other things happen on Tu B'Av. For example, the Gemara says, Yerovam ben Nebat did not let us go to Yerushalayim. He put armies on the highways. He said, if he wants to go and pray, he made two golden calves. And then the king came, and on Tu B'Av he canceled. He canceled the troops. Gemara says nothing. He told everybody, you have to go to Yerushalayim. But he said, well, it's your option. You want to go to Yerushalayim? Go to Yerushalayim. You want to pray next to the calves that Yehovah made? Go. So the Gemara said, he was a Rasha, the king. But still, the Gemara said, on Tu B'Av, we made this decision. He says, what is the big deal? What is the big deal? So he let him go. So why let him go? Then the Gemara says also, Kalu Mete Midbar, in the desert, Hakadosh Baruch Hu made a decree that that generation, when after the spies came, no one will go to Israel. So the way the Gemara tells us the story is every year 15,000 and change used to die. So it's a little question how did it happen exactly. But the Gemara says the last 15,000 and change that were supposed to die, they dug their own grave, and on Tisha B'Av every year, 15,000 change used to, maybe more, used to dig their own grave and go inside. In the morning, Moshe used to come, and Moshe used to tell everybody, get out. And whoever was alive came out, whoever was not alive died. And they covered him. The last year, Moshe came, was to Tisha B'Av in the morning, and Moshe said, get up. He said, everybody's up. So Moshe said, or maybe something is wrong, maybe it's not Tisha B'Av, but he says, no. Since it was a cloud, so it's a little question maybe. It's a little question what exactly what it means. So Moshe said, okay, stay in the grave another day. They came Yud B'Av. Again Moshe told them, get up in the morning, they're all up. Nobody died. They went up until Tu B'Av. Until Tu B'Av, they said since the moon is a full moon, Tu B'Av, on the 15th day of Av, the moon is full. And Moshe came and said, now you go out and have to go back again. Must be the decree is over. Says the Gemara, that's really what happened. The decree was over. It happened on Tu B'Av. Again, there's not something special about the date. It happened to be that on Tu B'Av, they realized, Moshe realized it was a mistake, the whole thing. Really should have gone out on Tisha B'Av. Since they did not see the moon, they did not know the date exactly. So then Moshe figured out, no, the moon is full already. So the day before, Moshe did not know. There is a question. But that's the Gemara says. Gemara says, so that's not really the miracle. The miracle was that the last 38 years, Hashem did not speak to Moshe Rabbeinu. The minute after the spies came back and Hashem wanted to destroy Am Israel, and Hashem had mercy, He did not. But still, Moshe could not connect himself with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not exactly this way, but we have some questions on this, but that's what the Gemara says. It's exactly Tisha B'Av, the last Tisha B'Av, before Moshe Rabbeinu died. Moshe Rabbeinu died the following year, Chodesh Adar. The last Tisha B'Av, this is the last 15,000 change went down to the own grave. On Tu B'Av they came up. And on Tu B'Av Hashem revealed his conversation with Moshe Rabbeinu. So for the last 38 years he didn't speak to them. So again, that's a miracle. So it's obvious. If the decree is over, so then Hashem doesn't. Then Hashem, of course, will speak to Moshe Rabbeinu. What is the big deal? So none of this happened on Tu B'Av. So the Gemara tells us that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided, Chas Shalom, to destroy Beit HaMikdash, destroy Yerushalayim, the reason was not just for the sins. It is for the sins, but not just for the sins. So the Gemara says, a person is really what's called a small world. When Hashem created us, He created us in His form. The reason why Hashem made us 10 fingers, and Hashem made us a heart, and this, Hashem didn't have to do all these things. Hashem could have made us like a piece of metal with a battery inside, and we will function. Hashem didn't have to have the whole organs and the whole system like this. The reason Hashem made it, says the Torah, Hashem said He's going to make us like the form of Hashem. Hashem, of course Hashem is no form, that means the way Hashem acts, the methods of Hashem, Hashem made us this way. So the person has responsibility on his body. When he uses his body, so he's not just using his body, he uses a piece of his body, that piece of body represents a piece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But let's Chachamim say, when a person Shalom does something not right, it's not just the act that he did. Actually, he used the energy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put inside our system. He ruined the energy. He ruined the energy downstairs, he ruined the energy upstairs. And actually, the Gemara says, after Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said he's not going back to his house. Because Beit HaMikdash was the miniature house of upstairs Beit HaMikdash. The result says that we should expect. We should expect the original Beit HaMikdash should come downstairs. As well, Yerushalayim. The result says that there is a Yerushalayim upstairs, that if we have a Zechut, the Yerushalayim will come down with Beit HaMikdash. So it's not what today, you know, we have Yerushalayim, nothing. Some, Chachamim says, some of the buildings that we have in Yerushalayim, they so-called they'll penetrate inside the new Yerushalayim. But there's Yerushalayim upstairs. And that Yerushalayim is so-called the city of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's really what we say, Yerushalayim, Tishkom B'tuch Yerushalayim Yirach B'Rachamim Tashuv, Tivnei Yerushalayim Yirach. I say what it means, it's not the city of Yerushalayim. Look, Baruch Hashem Yerushalayim is built. But this is not the city of Hashem. This is the city of Hashem. The city of Hashem means there's a city upstairs. That Hashem is not in the city, says the Gemara. Gemara said, Hashem said, I'm not going back to my city, I'm not going back to my palace. Because actually what we did is we destroyed downstairs the image of the upstairs. So called what it means, we destroyed the energy. And that energy, of course, is a spiritual energy. And the spiritual energy, this is the Yerushalayim upstairs right now, it's not a physical. When it comes down, it becomes physical, like rain from the cloud, there's no rain in the cloud. When it comes down, like the man came in the desert, there's no man in Shamayim. It means it was some kind of energy, it came down, and then when it comes here, it becomes physical. Everything upstairs is spiritual, of course. That's how Chachamim say this, the Tisha B'Av that we had, it's not just to cry on actual physical Yerushalayim was destroyed, but Mikdash was destroyed. Of course. But this is not what happened. What happened is that we destroyed the energy of Beit HaMikdash. We destroyed the energy of Yerushalayim. We is right now Yerushalayim upstairs has no energy. Actually, that's what the sin does, Chachamim say. If a person does a sin, it's not a sin. It's the energy of the sin. And the Gemara says clearly, the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Am Yisrael, I want to explain to you something. Whatever you did with any part of your body destroyed the energy of that thing that I'm being, you being compared to me, or I'm being compared to you. Meet Necha Keachli. The Gemara says, a person has to know that he is something similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you don't do it, you destroy your brother, you destroy the man who consider himself as our brother, he's our friend. So how can you do to a brother like this? Says the Gemara, so now Hashem destroyed downstairs. Okay, so how do you know that Hashem so-called forgave also the sin that what you did destroyed the energy? So, he did something bad, and so Hashem punished it. Hashem punished the person. But scholar Lamoto Arionim upstairs, the thing that the sin, what it does, damages upstairs. How do you know? Says the Gemara, Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. You should know the Shabbat is over. It says so. So it's not Beit HaMikdash today. So no more mourning. No more sitting on the floor. No more not eating this restriction. So what happened? What happened? Nothing happened. So what's the happiness? Shabbat Nachamu, music. What happiness? Nothing happened. So the Gemara, that's what happened. Nachamu Ami. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, to Nachamu, the two things happened. Since we got punished and we went to exile, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished us, the accomplishment of Hashem's mercy was not only that we got punished for the sin, ki laktam yad lakam yad Hashem kiflay mechol chatoteo. It says Hashem punished us twice as much. The punishment was twice as big as the sin. Because actually, the Gemara says, Hashem said, the sin, so-called, was not just this one thing. The sin has two parts. One part is the physical sin, and the other part is the energy, the spiritual part that was destroyed because of the sin. And actually, when Hashem punished us, says the Gemara, Hashem punished us twice as much because of that. One time is for the actual sin, one time is for the energy. That the Gemara says, the person has to be very careful to do something. He says he's going to get punished twice. He says, why punished twice? Because actually you do two things, not just one act. There's one act downstairs and one act upstairs. And this is the Pashat Nachamu. The Gemara says, Nachamu means that Baruch Hashem, Hashem, let us have it twice as much, that we will be able to have the merit, the zuchur, to have the new Beit HaMikdash. Because now the energy is fixed. So actually, the restriction that we had in Tisha B'Av, and we mourn on Beit HaMikdash and on Tisha B'Av, what it means is that we accepted with love the punishment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that fixes downstairs and upstairs. And let's take a moment, it's called Nachamu Nachamu Ami. That's what Hashem said twice as much, Nachamu Nachamu. Two things. So I said, What do you mean two? It says, comfort twice. Comfort Yerushalayim. It says, Yerushalayim upstairs, Yerushalayim downstairs. That we should be comforted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu because we did the job. And that's what Chachamim say. Shabbat Nachamu is finished. I mean, the Shabbat is over. Finish. Starts weeks of comfort from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Comes the Gemara and says, look, likewise Yom Kippur, when the person fasts in Yom Kippur, it seems, and Matzei Yom Kippur, the Gemara says, the person can hear in his ear, Ech hol besimcha lachmecha, go home, go eat. Yatsa Hashem et ma'asecha, Hashem accepted what you did. Listen, he did sins. To the holy, he did sins. As the Gemara says, if you're qualified, eligible for this, you can hear Bat Kol from Shamayim, Matzei Yom Kippur, go home, eat, everything is fixed. Says the Gemara, the same thing as Tu B'Av. Because the Mishnah there was such good days to Am Yisrael, could not be better days than Tu B'Av Yom Kippurim. It's the same concept. Tu B'Av Yom Kippur is the same concept. I says, Tu B'Av, what happened? Tell you what happened. It says, Am Yisrael did the sin, did not go to Eretz Yisrael. The spies came back, and Hashem made a decree that everybody's going to die in the desert. So the minute Hashem said it, Hashem so called the Gemara says did not speak to Moshe Rabbeinu for the next 38 years. And on Tu B'Av, Hashem resumed his dialogue with Moshe Rabbeinu. That is. So what does it mean? It means forget about it. You know, we did a sin, okay, we got punished. But that doesn't mean that Hashem has to resume the dialogue with Moshe Rabbeinu. It means nothing. This is the, you know, this is like a telephone. So he didn't pay the bill, he disconnected the telephone. He paid the bill, not necessarily they want to give you a phone line. He paid the bill, okay, so it'd be very nice. I don't want to pay, to give me, make a deposit. I don't know, I can't trust you anymore. So Hashem did resume his dialogue with Moshe Rabbeinu on Tu B'Av to tell us it's not just a kapara for you people that you didn't want to go to Israel. He says, what you didn't want to go to Israel is two things. You said you don't want to go to Israel, and you so-called, you damaged the energy of your body that you said. You say you don't want to go to Israel. That's actually, the Gemara says, that's what happened in the desert. Let me say, complain. It's called Pe Malchut. It says the mouth of a person shows if he takes the Kadosh Baruch Hu as a king on him. That actually what it means is Hashem is a king. So when somebody does something with his mouth, what it means is he damages the energy of the mouth, damages the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch. And this is the Gemara says, Tu B'Av, you know what happened to B'Av? Gemara says, Tu B'Av, Hashem decided to go back and talk to Moshe Rabbeinu. I mean, to resume the kingdom. But Moshe Rabbeinu says, okay, forget about it. I'm not talking to Moshe. It's nothing to talk anymore. The generation is over. Nevertheless, says the Gemara, on Tu B'Av, Hashem decided this. As Chachamim said, the Gemara says, Tu B'Av is the energy of Yom Kippur. As well, says the Gemara, Ma'a says the city of Beta had millions of people. And Makoch was supposed to be Mashiach. So the Rambam, Nerak Ba'arono, says, what's the scene? What happened in Beta? What happened? So Ma'a says, Yerushalayim was destroyed about 60 years before. The people of Beta were very happy. He says, the people in Yerushalayim, they weren't nice people. Had a lot of Lashon Hara, had a lot of Machloket in Yerushalayim. So the people of Beta said, good for them. Good for them, it happened to them. Not only they did not mourn on Yerushalayim, the Gemara said they were happy about it. The Gemara says, Chachamim says, if you're happy, the Gemara says, if you're happy for somebody's Chas Shalom suffering, there's something is wrong with your sister. This is the heart of the person. But it's not Achicha B'Levavecha. This is the hatred starts from the heart. So the heart, actually, what the Gemara says, that Hashem said, you have to love everybody like yourself. So what does it mean exactly? It means like this, if you have love in your heart, it means the energy of love, so-called, in the heart of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to you. It says, the Gemara says, the Torah says, Ma'al Hashem et lukechat levavcha v'et levav zarecha. And Mashiach will come, Hashem is going to, so-called, going to fix our heart. Because our heart is like the heart of Hashem. And that, what the Gemara says, Mashiach should have come. Ba'kochva, Sitar Rambam was supposed to be Mashiach. El Hashem Yerak Bavonot was killed because of the sins. What sins? Gemara says, the sins, the people of Beta, the heart, they were happy in the heart. Happy in the heart. So what happened is that you damage the heart of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, says the Torah, you should know the most dangerous thing is the food. Hishman yishurun v'ayivat. Achalta v'savata yishamu lachem p'nifte levavchem. Gemara says, after you eat, it's the most dangerous time now. Now, your stomach is full, and you have, Amin Bachai says, you have some kind of gases in your brain. You don't function. Says the Rambam, that's one of the purposes of the Ta'anit that we had, is to clear our mind. When a person does Ta'anit, his mind thinks right. When his stomach is full, he doesn't think right. Says the Rambam, one of the purposes of Ta'anit is to clear our head. Says Chachamim, look,
Let's say if somebody eats, it's Birkat Hamazon, thank you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, for the food. Now you're in danger. Now you're in danger. Because when your stomach is full, you're in danger. Torah says, Vayishman Yishurun Vayivat. Yes, if a person had a lot of food, he kicked Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shamu lachem, b'tel avavchem. All of a sudden, Achata B'Sabbat, the Torah says, he ate and he's full. Be careful. So what happened? What happened? It says, "Peniftei levavchem." It's in the heart. It's in the heart. In the heart, you get a damage. The heart upstairs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Something's wrong in your heart. Yochai Chachamim said, "Listen, hold it, hold it. I want to explain to you something. Look, the people of Beta, what they did is they hated the people in Yerushalayim. Therefore, they died. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? So the Caesar said, can't bury them. So the body decomposed. Can't bury the body. And of course, after 3 years in the sun, in the summertime, 3 summers, shouldn't smell so good. Then came the new season, and he said, you can bury your beloved one. He went to bury them. This is called the physical body. He didn't smell. The smell is a spiritual thing. It's not physical. So Kadosh Baruch Hu showed us that they had a complete forgiveness by not being buried and by staying outside 3 years. There's complete forgiveness for the heart. And that's what happened on Tu B'Av, the Gemara says. On Tu B'Av, they let us bury them. So big deal. So what? What is the mitzvah? So it's a mitzvah to bury somebody. So what? You make a holiday for this. You make a paragraph in Birkat Hamazon. The aslacha of Birkat Hamazon. And then Chachamim added all the Rachaman in Birkat Hamazon. Chachamim says it's very powerful. Because the Mishnah says it's like Shmonesre. The Barachot, the people, you know, Shmonesre, people pray to Hashem. It says the Rachaman. Say Amen on every Rachaman, says Mishnah Berurah. It says every Rachaman is like Shmonesre. So how powerful it is Birkat Hamazon? It says this is the last paragraph. Chachamim came and said, listen, this is a message for us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Tu B'Av. On Tu B'Av, they let us bury the ones that really were killed because they damaged the heart. Okay, they damaged the heart. Okay, but it's two damages really. It's damaged the heart inside, you know, the person hates somebody, and also it damages the heart of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have no mercy. Let Chachamim say, but Hashem said, don't hate somebody. I said, when you hate, where do you hate somebody? In your heart. But it's not chechabil vavecha, in your heart you hate somebody. Where do you love somebody? In your heart. I write Hashem l'chol avavchem, in your heart. I says, if you love somebody, in your heart, Hashem loves you. Because it means the love goes upstairs to the heart of Hashem. And if you hate somebody in your heart, it's bad energy goes so cold, if you may say, in the heart of Hashem, he hates you too. And he brings hatred. Actually, the Gemara says, it's a sentence that so-called Hashem, the Navi says, Hashem said he hates us. Hashem said he hates us. I says, why does Hashem hate me? It's because I hate him. So if I hate this guy, so what it means is, I create hatred upstairs by HaKadosh Baruch Hu's heart. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no mercy because you got no mercy. That's what the Navi says. If you have no mercy on somebody, Hashem will not have mercy on you and not on others. Why? Because when you have no mercy on somebody, it means you have cruel in your heart. Cruel in your heart, it means you make Hashem cruel. So what happened? The people in Beta, the Gemara says, they had hatred in the heart. They didn't care about people in Yerushalayim. They didn't care about Yerushalayim. So, says, forget about it. You get punished for that. The Gemara says, you get punished for that. Why? Because what you did is now, you created hatred in Hashem's heart. So Hashem was upset. So therefore you got killed. So you got killed by the Romans, and now they left you outside. They left you outside, and she said, okay, now I'll show you something. I'll show you the punishment, what they did, and give you kapara for the two things. For what you did to your heart, so-called you have hatred in your heart, and also so-called you created hatred in Hashem's heart. And the Gemara says, that was happening in Tu B'Av. The Tu B'Av is a kapara like Yom Kippur. As is that guy, for example. It says, Yehovah Menevat did not let us go to Yerushalayim. It's called Aliyah LaRegel. I says, everybody must go to the golden calves that he made. So what it means is we damage our feet. I says, some people, of course, were forced, so we're not talking about them. But voluntarily, people went.
I did not go to Yerushalayim. It's not just, you know, I didn't go to Yerushalayim. So you went with your feet to the wrong place. So you damaged so-called the feet, physical. Also, you damaged the energy of the feet, so-called upstairs. It's called in Kabbalah Netzachod. It's some kind of habits of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On Tu B'Av, somebody came and said, okay, now you can go to Yerushalayim. So even though the Gemara says he was a Rasha, the king. Shea ben Ela was a Rasha. But since he let us go to Yerushalayim, so what it means now, Hashem on Tu B'Av so-called accepted it as a correction for our feet. That means whatever is called Hashem's feet now have the energy again. It means Hashem could have said, forget about it. I don't have any more energy for your people. I said, look what happened. This guy did it. I'm sorry. No, the Gemara says, Tu B'Av is like Yom Kippur. Like Yom Kippur, Hashem waves all the sins. Hashem waved on Tu B'Av all the damages that we did. And that's what Chachamim say. The Tu B'Av always fall on the same day of the week the tree Shel Pesach falls off. Same day. If you make the calculation, Tisha B'Av is the first day of Pesach. It says in Shulchan Aruch, the same day of Pesach supposed to be Tisha B'Av, at least here Pesach was Tuesday. It's okay. I like to hear myself. So, Ishel Pesach, first day of Pesach was Tuesday. Ishel Pesach was Monday. Like Tu B'Av. Tu B'Av. What happened to Ishel Pesach? Ishel Pesach, the Gemara says, was Yom Adin for us. Like Yom Kippur. The Gemara says, why are we in the water? In Yom Suf, the Gemara says in Shamayim, was so called a debate, if you may say. The angels talk, some angels talk about who let the Jews drown also in the water. And the Gemara says, the south of Mitzrayim, the angel that represents Egypt came to Hashem. He says, why my people have to be drawn and not the Jews? They also went to the parades. They also did Avodah Zarah in Egypt. The Gemara says, I need to name Badin. Samayim lehem chomam, imenam mismolam. The Gemara says the water stood, and says was a question of the water to go back on the Jews as well, on Am Yisrael as well. As is Hashem, so called on the last day of Pesach, so Kirat Yom Suf, saved us. I mean, say the same thing, similar day is Tu B'Av. Tu B'Av always falls on the same day of the week, then the day of so called Shvi Shel Pesach, the last day of Pesach. I said to tell you, look. Hashem had mercy on you then, Hashem has mercy on you now. And says, Tu B'Av is a day of mercy. Let's think more compared to Yom Kippur. Mark says, the best 2 days of the year is Yom Kippur and Tu B'Av. He says, what? He says, because the two of the days is full kapara. It's the full kapara, nachamu, nachamu. He says, Hashem forgives us for both things. Because actually, the Gemara says, Hashem punishes us twice as much for that reason. That the person should have it. So this was a very, very, very happy day. So therefore, Shabbat is over, everybody's happy. So Baruch Hashem, we paid the bill, and Baruch Hashem, we return to the same stage as before. That's what Chachamim said. The Gemara says, Yishmat Mashiach, not about Shabbat. I says, what happened, Mashiach Shabbat? What has to do with this? I says, no, Shabbat is not just we mourn, and we're sorry what we did, we're sorry for the damage we did upstairs. And that's what Chachamim said. This is just next few weeks. It's just a sign from Hashem that He waived all the gezerot from us. That's what he says. That even though Tammuz is now in the hands of the Satan, after Tisha B'Av, it comes back to us. He says, because we paid the bill completely and Hashem loved us so much. Rabbi said, Yeshuot start after Tu B'Av because Hashem had mercy. Have his good to have Hashem Rabbi Amen.
Amen. Amen.